Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's me. Welcome back. That's what they call me around here. I'm glad you're hanging out with me. Thanks for being here. Very excited about our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg being back on the show. Bill is an original, almost an original founding member. He's been with us now for more than 16 years. He's been hanging out with us every month. He gives us a great report from the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, which he has been the purveyor of, and it's the gold standard, folks. It's the galactic gold standard for small business sentiments, for small business attitudes. What's going on out there on Main Street? In the world, and so we're very fortunate that he's been such a devoted and abiding supporter of all the things that we do here. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
Former dean of the entire business school at Temple University, too, by the way, folks. So he's one of the most respected economists in this country. Hey, Bill. August. We're talking about what you found out in August. You always poll 1 month, and we find out about it a couple of weeks later. So what did folks tell you?
Well, they told us that not a whole lot changed from July. The index, optimism index, which has 10 component questions, actually lost 0.2 points. So statistically,
wow,
we'd call that no change. It's not a significant change, but
we're still bouncing along on the bottom.
It's at 94.4. The long-term average, as you remember, is 98. So we're below average. We actually have never been above average in this whole recovery.
Since 08. Since 08.
Below average.
Actually,
recovery.
Since 07, right? We haven't been above average since 07.
Could be. Yeah, you might be right, actually.
Yeah.
That's it. So we haven't been there. So, and we peaked. The highest reading we got was in January of 2015, and we've been kind of sliding since then. So we may have already reached the pinnacle and are now sliding slower economic growth.
Well, the recently we've been hearing some news. Of course, we've heard about the so-called U3 unemployment, household unemployment being low, which is not a good indicator of the economy, of job performance, because as you pointed out in your report, we're barely hiring people to keep up with population growth.
Right.
And so I heard some other stuff about there was some report that came out about how incomes have been rising or whatever. I'm suspect of those kinds of reports. I mean, I'm not. It's not that I don't want good news. It's just that They don't reconcile with other news.
They don't square with the rest of the information.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, I've forgotten exactly which year they were comparing to, but I mean, we have had very slow, steady growth. We've had many months in a row where we just plod along, so for a period of time you can get growth. We do get growth in real incomes and so on. It's just not very dramatic, so we're really not that very far ahead. So the census probably is pretty right about the data that it found. They talked to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But it's not very dramatic growth over the period of time that they covered. So,
but if you're talking about, I know the administration likes to pull out this piece of good news and that piece of bad news, good news, but when you're talking about the overall health of the economy, when you've got an economy barely keeping itself out of recession, when you've got the lowest productivity rate in a generation, when you've got the lowest job participation rate in almost three generations, all that together is not good.
No, that just tells you that we're not, the engine's not running very fast. We're not producing very much stuff. And
small businesses are not. I mean, small business creation is way down, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's certainly lower than it was during the 2000 to 2007 period. But again, it's the highest we've seen in this recovery. So
right. It's
up there relatively, but relative to past experience, yeah, it's mm-hmm. not very strong.
So we've still got a long way to go, folks. So whenever you hear, look, I can't wait for some good news. I just need to see it squaring up, as you say, Bill. I need one number to reconcile, one number I trust to reconcile with another number I trust. Don't you?
There you go.
I'd even try to make a triangle out of two good lines, wouldn't you, Bill?
Yeah.
I don't have to have three. I think I can do it with two. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Bill Drucker. We're going to get into the details, into the internals, as they say, of the summary, the index, small business index that he produces every month. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.